I'm just going to sit over there
recording.
Okay. Bang, bang. Calling to order the special board of directors meeting at 6 p.m. August 12th, 2026. Could you please call the roll?
I lost my agenda. Director Wilson?
Here.
Thank you. Director Gilchrist?
Present.
Director Bizet?
Present.
Director Hitchborn?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Here.
All in attendance. We have a quorum.
Did you have notes on yours? Because I think I found yours. Did you have any other notes in it?
I might have.
Okay.
Mystery solved.
Okay.
What's up here?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Waiting for Sid to come back.
Well, Sid has left the board.
Sid has. I feel like I need to go sit in the public just to have some public people.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess they don't want
to. Oh, my turn. Oops. Okay.
You can do the Pledge of Allegiance from back there.
Well, I was going to ask you, but I wanted to wait for him to get back.
Okay, all right, I'll do it. Okay, you can stand there, right?
I'm here.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is bugging me.
Yeah, it's better.
The eagle looks lost.
I wanted to do that the other night, and I didn't.
Okay, so we're now going to observe a moment of silence to honor our service members, military, law enforcement, fire, and emergency personnel, and probably especially fire right now.
Yes.
All right.
You know, I wonder if next time, but all those people that are suffering by fire, there's the whole West Coast, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Spokane is just 1 minute.
Really bad, yeah. I don't think this is plastic, so I'm not knocking on wood. But
yeah,
we've been really lucky so far.
They brought in Australian and New Zealand firefighters to the
is
West Coast.
Is that bad?
Wow.
Yeah,
that
wow.
Bad. Wow. All right. Okay, moving on to adoption of the agenda. Is there any
question or
anything we want pulled or moved?
Pretty straightforward to me.
All right, and seeing no public, we won't have public comment, so I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the agenda as written.
Second
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Agenda is adopted. Opening closed session public comment and closing it because we have no public. And moving to closed session at 6:03 p.m.
All right. Stop recording. We're recording.
Okay, we are convening out of closed session at 6:45, and the report out is that we discussed item A, conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Gov Code Section 54957.6, and gave direction to staff. So, general public comment, we have no public, so moving on to item one, public hearing for weed abatement. So could you please present the item?
Okay. So I with our wildfire, almost always I say wildlife, but wildfire mitigation coordinator, we're going to present the current status of our weed and rubbish abatement project. This is a formal public hearing. And so we don't have to worry about time constraints because it doesn't appear to have anybody here. Before we get started, and I should have been better prepared, do you have that APN number for me? We are going to we're going to pull one of these properties. We got some information today, I think, that we have to do some more investigation. There's some we need to investigate some property ownership changes on this one particular
property.
It's
not clear who has title.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
We're
going to
pull that, and could you read that one?
And I got the APN for you. It's 08-9241-2007.
I feel like it's a bingo game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Fill your cards.
I'm not seeing it. What is it? Well, maybe there's another section?
089.
It might be the first one.
Yeah, it's the first.
No, 0824. 0892?
It was the first one on the resolution, but it may not be the first one in the packet.
Mm-hmm. Say the number again?
0892.
I didn't see 0892.
I think you already pulled it. There ain't no 0892 in here.
The one that ends in 2007, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't have any 0892.
No, I think you might have it on.
You may have pulled it.
Well, I mean,
do you have an address?
Maybe I just typed it in wrong.
Go
I
ahead.
Have it right here. Okay, it's 0824-12-007.
Okay, that's the first one. 2520.
Yeah, that made life easy.
There you go.
Love it when a plan comes.
Perfect. I got
bingo.
Bingo, yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to take you through here is we'll start off with kind of the succession of things that we do, by we I mean Alex, on this project, and the timeline that we're going to share with you is the same for all of these parcels, so rather than repeating the exact date things went out, they go out in batches.
Yep.
So why don't you just go ahead.
So just a quick question.
Sure.
Is this something we have to do annually?
This
yes.
Is
only when we're leasing a property, or what?
Annually.
It's going to be. This is an annual thing, and this hearing is on those properties.
They're specifically
that we had to go abate.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
In context, you inspected 400 some odd properties.
Yeah.
Okay. Out of those 400, we're down to these 16 that we had to go and step in, if you will, and do the weed abatement.
Okay. So all the other language is what we would do annually, what Eric would be doing annually, right?
What other language are you doing?
So 400 properties. So can you explain that, Alex? Because we don't have 400 empty lots.
We do. And a lot of...
Really?
There's a decent amount that comes from, like, the new Silver Springs development over
there.
So... And there's actually a lot more than that, but sometimes these parcels are so incredibly small, and then a lot of parcels can also be exempt. So
I like the fact we have 400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can get the
and develop
impact fees on those.
So there
okay.
are, there are some
right.
lots
hopefully,
that have
yes.
been developed as well.
Okay.
So,
in some situations you might look at a lot, but it might actually contain two parcels.
Well, two okay. or three. Like the lake is like three parcels, right? Or four parcels.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank
so
you.
So like one town of town complex would be one parcel number?
Kind of like Sandpiper when we looked at it, how it was
yeah.
two parcels of lower and upper.
Right, right.
Yeah. Two properties.
Of course, okay.
And that's usually why like APNs are kind of like the big thing I base a lot of everything off of, because sometimes there won't actually be an address associated to that parcel.
Yeah, I noticed
I know.
Some of these didn't have addresses.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, because maybe there's future development to break them up into smaller ones. But the APN is just something that's tied
okay.
to it. So, but getting into like the timeline. So I send out reminder postcards at the beginning of March, and that's pretty much like, hey, like this is coming up. Here's some good information on there. Usually attach a QR code on there that actually gives them the ordinance so they can check it out. And then the initial notice comes out in April, and that's an official notice that says, hey, inspections are going to be starting in May. Make sure you're getting everything done. Once again, it has QR code with the ordinance in there. I started inspections on May 4th, and pretty much when I do the inspection, once the property fails, they're given 30 days to correct the violation. If the final, when I come up to do the final inspection, if it fails again, fails the final, another 30 days are given to correct the violations, but then I send out an abatement appeal notice They have 15 days to submit it and 20 days for non-residents. We didn't get any appeals. So then I move forward with the abatement work, and I go out and check the properties one last time to make sure nothing's been done. If nothing's been done, then we go forward with the abatement work.
What do you do for safety while you're out there? Like, let's say you have to go and inspect someone's property and they don't want you on their property.
So when it comes to these, they're all unimproved. So there's no structures on them. So it's only unimproved,
okay.
And I'm only inspecting from the road. Once abatement work is about to concur, then the ordinance states that we're able to access the property. Then we're able to.
Let's say you go in there and there's a homeless encampment. You know what I mean? Like, how are you protected?
I don't know. That's a great question. I've never come across that. I usually, because we'll send out a contractor to do it. So I typically tell the contractor just, hey, I'll have my phone on me. Keep me updated if anything comes across. Okay. In El Dorado Hills, you know, we've had maybe an issue where a homeowner came out and they were upset with maybe the work going on. And then I just got in contact with my supervisor and they just kind of just ran the show.
Sacramento County, if there's an empty lot, there's people living in it. Okay, but
yeah.
We're not running into that.
Luckily, we're not running into that, which is great.
Mostly, they're small parts. I mean, a couple of them are big.
Five.
Well, cool. Well, further ado, so we'll get on to
great pictures.
This is what I wanted
to see. So these two are both the same owner, so that's why they're combined together on this one.
I like your signs on there too, Eric.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, is that the air park? It looks like a hangar.
No, this is right off of.
Right down the street, right?
Right over there.
Okay.
Off of Greenwood.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Right across from the.
So go back.
Tumble time.
So go back.
Tumble time. Yeah. All right. This is right down the road over here. Before. After. Yeah,
good job.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tricky one because there was some gnarly stuff going on in
is
there.
Is that the one we looked at? I think so.
After.
Oh, okay.
So it's really, really great work in there. All right, before. So this is one of the bigger 20-acre parcels.
Mm-hmm.
After.
Is that on Cambridge?
So Cambridge is down here. Woodley's here.
Okay.
Kimberly comes right here.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're...
Got a deer right there.
So they're listening to your postcards. Nice.
You're getting their attention. That's beautifully done.
And this is after you did the work, or this is after the homeowner?
This is after the contractor did the work.
Oh, this is after the contractor.
So this is
I thought the homeowner for paying
the
attention.
You really motivated them.
Okay. All right.
I did think about having an honorable mention, but I think I said, or at least in the fire and EMS meeting, if you check out the properties behind the Dollar Tree, that's all one owner, and they only had to do the perimeter around, but they did the whole thing. And it is very impressive. I was not expecting that, and I dealt with multiple complaints on that property, so it's nice to finally see it done. You're like, yeah.
So we should have like a blue ribbon or something.
But we're
also
only doing
the
16
day, it
properties.
Still is your responsibility, so this should be a continuation.
We're only doing 16 properties out of 400, so you obviously have some success stories.
Yeah.
100%.
Right, yeah.
People do some good work around here.
Yeah.
So
look at that.
So
where's that?
This is near the air park.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have another one. This is off of.
It looks like off Woodley.
I can't think of the.
It's up the hill.
The name.
Yeah.
So really, coming in here, that is amazing to have on that.
Well, that looks like the back of the air park.
So this is off of Woodley here.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in and doing a bunch of good work around there. This is right off the corner of Cambridge. So they came in and did a really good job there. This is off of La Cañada.
La Cañada, yeah.
That's La Cañada we're looking at then?
Cimarron.
I'm sorry, you're right, Cimarron.
So now we're on Cimarron on the other side.
Wow.
So then this last one, so we have a before, and currently this one is in progress. So kind of do with the last little heat wave, sort of push them back a little, but they're keeping me updated with the progress. And I went out there today, and it was looking really good, and hopefully by tomorrow they'll be wrapping it up.
It looks like the end of the airport.
Let me double check. This one...
Looks like it might... It doesn't matter. It just looks like it might be the end of the runway.
It is.
Behind 1% of there. Yeah, there's...
It's off of, like, Valerio Drive, and in between Point Marino Drive.
Okay.
So I think you almost have... What is it? It almost seems like assisted living, maybe, facilities out in that direction. So, but that's it. So those are all the properties on that.
And you've gotten them done, I mean, well, the summer's still here. Yeah, you've gotten them done timely.
Yeah, and I think there's been a lot of learning this year, you know, especially, you know, coming in, sort of starting things up, so... It's only going to get better and more efficient, you know, come next year, too. So, I mean, the goal is not to abate properties, you know, but we do it, you know, is what it is. So
that's, you know, so this is a public hearing. So then, you know, with the board, and the board needs to approve the resolution, which allows us then to proceed to the next step, which is to send payment notices to these property owners. Deadline on that is August 14. So we've got about a...
And do
no,
we...
August 14? Yeah, so they go out the next day or two. Then.
So we're going to send payment notices, and then if they don't, then that's when it goes to the county.
Then it goes away.
And I'm sure it's in here, but I couldn't find it. But I will say I did not read this word for word all the way through. What happens if they don't pay? Is there an interest accrual?
Yeah, there is. It's 1% per month.
Okay, thank you.
And we send it to the county auditor.
Plus 10% for being late.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I knew it was in there.
So auditor controller office will put a lien on the property, and then we start the clock running on payment, and then we have...
Okay.
And then when that payment's received, then we notify the auditor controller to remove the lien on the property.
And having experience, I got a late payment on my cabin's tax bill, and they leaned it. And it shows up on credit reports forever. Mm-hmm. And being, you know, you not only pay penalty for being late, but it was a real pain. So I think that's going to get their attention.
We should advertise that part.
Yeah, save your credit.
Let's advertise.
Let me speak to that.
Yeah.
I wish it was more like, save your community.
Yeah.
Save your
neighbors.
It's always the wallet that gets people.
No, you're trying to get a new mortgage, and what is about this weed abatement? I want to know more about it.
So, Alex, of these, that's actually a good point, of save your community. Of these, how many are... local owners versus, like, you know, remote? How many don't live here, so they potentially don't see it and don't necessarily care?
It's an investment property.
That's kind of a great question. I think there was maybe a couple people, but I don't think they were local to Cameron Park. I think they were at least outside. But, I mean, they're kind of all over sometimes. I mean, I think more at least California base, you know?
Right, yeah, but they're not here to see what... their property looks like.
No,
so
it's out of sight, out of mind.
Which is very frustrating, because I had folks when I was in El Dorado Hills, you know, where it's like I placed the sign up, you know, we had to go through an abatement, and all they had to do was drive a couple streets over
and
see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So when you send the notice to them, are you sending the before and after pictures as well?
So usually when I send the notice to the, or are you talking about the notice that's going to be sent out? Or?
Yeah. Will they see the photos?
They haven't done it before. What they've sent before was just sort of what's attached there in the table, mm-hmm. with just some lettering wordage on that. But, I mean, sending the photos, it's not a bad idea.
I think the photos would be great, especially for those that out of sight, out of mind.
I think that's a great idea.
And the notices are sent Well, the initial ones are sent certified mail, so we do get receipts that they've been received. And then I had another point there, and it just went right out of the brain.
Well, we had that one couple that came, I don't know, 6 months ago that was complaining about the property across from Station 88 and saying that those people live in, I don't know, Napa or somewhere, and they don't ever take care of it. Well, thanks to our firefighters, they went out and cleared it. So it never made it on Alex's board because the Cal Fire guys went and did it. But it would be good, you know, it would have been nice if we would have said, hey, here's your before picture, here's your after picture. And right. And by the way, we helped you out. We gave you free labor.
No, I think that's a good idea, at least to show them, like, hey, like, this is what it should be.
And by the way, you know, here's Cameron Park's wildfire rating, blah, blah, blah.
With the pictures show, also, they're down to bare dirt in a lot of those.
Yeah.
It's not just hitting with a weed eater.
With a tractor.
At a tractor or something scraped it,
Yeah, and I mean, you'd actually be surprised. So some people do get down pretty well with a mower, you know? I mean, it's a little, depending on the time, but there's properties that, you know, that aren't, like, lots that I've inspected and had conversations with homeowners. And they're like, hey, like, did you spray? How'd you get it this low? And they're like, nope, just mow it a ton and it just sort of gets used to it, you know? I mean, it states it needs to be less than 4 inches and height out there, so you can give it, you know, a decent haircut, but, I mean, it looks really good when it is
the
down.
The lateral vegetation takes over and suffocates the, the apical vegetation.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just grows low.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't hit rocks and start a fire.
Yeah.
So I would like to
be responsible to have water with them.
I would like to say thank you, Alex, for doing this. This has been a while since we have done this in Cameron Park, and it is very, very important in our community based on our wildfire rating. So thank you so much for doing it. And hopefully it's also something that we can advertise to help with our fire insurance ratings. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
Well, we can see about doing a social media post.
Yeah.
We're much more active on social media now, as you've noticed.
And
we can probably come up with something that...
we're doing this. You
know. And please toot your own horn.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing a really good
job. I got hired to do those.
and I love signs. This place, you know, this is what's happening.
I'm working on signs for you. I'm coming up with some slogans.
So we'll see what happens. That would be a part of that. You know, don't get it to this point because you're gonna get a lien on your property. You know,
And maybe if you do have those people that come out and, you know, we got the postcard and did their thing, go give them a blue ribbon sign on their property. So all their neighbors say, hey, look, they did look what they were supposed to do. Maybe positive. I should do it the same.
Okay, so anything else from the board?
Great job.
All right. Great job. And I am now opening the public hearing. appear not to have any public, so I am now closing the public hearing and bringing it back to the board. So do we have any further discussion?
I will move that we approve Resolution 2026-20 to exercise Board of Directors' statutory authority to abate rubbish, weeds, and collect costs on property for which said rubbish and weeds constitute a public nuisance.
I will second that.
I'm reading my cheat sheets from our board clerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do need to have the motion with, because the...
Oh, for that, to not have it read.
That one APN that we pulled, we do need to have the motion...
To
pull that one item from the resolution.
Okay.
Then with that, I will...
Okay, help me. Which was the one we were pulling?
There we go.
Property. Okay. I will repeat this again. Approve Resolution 26-20 to exercise Board of Directors' statutory authority to abate rubbish and weeds and collect costs on properties in which said rubbish and weeds constitute public nuisance, with the removal of APN 08241207 property.
I will second that. And waive the reading?
Oh, and waive the reading.
And waive the reading.
And waive the reading.
Thank you.
And I will second that, in waiving the reading.
And we need a roll call on this, correct?
This is a roll call? Wait, is there a second?
I second
it. Kate seconded it, yes.
All right. Director Wolfson?
Aye.
Director Gilchrist?
Aye.
Director Bazette?
Aye.
Director Hitchborn?
Aye.
And Director Israel?
Aye.
All right, that's a 5-0.
Okay. So,
thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Good
well
job.
Done, Alex. You've done a great job.
Yeah.
On this project.
Yeah.
Next time we'll bring you back before closed session.
Right?
Yeah.
So can we go after the guy with the cars in his yard?
I don't think rubbish falls underneath that. It does define what rubbish is in there, but I think it does not include cars. That's like the...
So that one with 20-some cars?
Yeah.
However, it
and
is
the county
a
is
fire.
Yeah.
It's a fire nuisance, or potentially a fire nuisance, so why couldn't?
The next direction would be like having kind of like county.
And yeah,
there's a environmental agency that you go to.
Just we've given up, which isn't right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I thought the county was involved, though. But
is that the guy who landed the air park?
If we don't say anything, we don't make any noise.
Yeah.
Cameron Park people have to put up with them in that court.
Yeah.
It's a
man.
I almost bought the house next to it, too. I guess I'm glad I got outbid. Anyway, okay, moving on to item 2, approve resolution 2026-21, designating the general manager as authorized agent for Cal OES and FEMA grant programs and approving Cal OES form OESFPD-130.
Okay, so back in December of 2022, the great flood occurred and it washed out the culverts and the bridge at the lake. I actually think it was declared a federal emergency site. A lot of work was done back then to prepare all the materials, all the documentation, but they never got it over the finish line.
We had their camp in almost within a month, I think.
Yeah.
They really moved quick. Yeah.
So we have this grant money that's sitting out there. It's still sitting with Cal OES. It's a FEMA grant that they are now administering. I've been following up with multiple people at Cal OES, making sure everything's ready to go. We're now working with the finance people so that once they go through and they approve everything, then they can pay the district. Back in 2022-2023, Mr. Grassley and...
was it Andre?
Andre Pishny, Christina was there.
Yeah.
They're no longer around. So the people that were authorized to sign back in those days are no longer there. So this is a formality, like a better term, authorizing myself to be the signature so that I can submit the final documents and get us paid. The project right now that we're working on, there's a couple behind it that we have yet to validate all the information there. This is the $150,000 check that we wrote to VR Camp and have not been reimbursed for. So the amount of money is $115,250. That's our, we have to do a 25% in kind. It's not 100% grant. So that's the amount of money there. This is, as I mentioned in the budget meeting, we're not going to, you can't go back to 2022-23 fiscal year and apply it to that. Mm-hmm. So it's just money that's going to come into the district.
So the money is sitting with that state agency then?
That's correct.
It did come from the feds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully, Interim General Manager Johnson was on the ball enough to write a letter getting the extension of this, because these grants have a deadline and a clock. So we are within that extension right now.
Wow. So just curious, how was that not an insurance thing?
flood insurance if it washes off our
path of travel? I don't know. I would assume that we would prefer to get grant money than declaring it on our insurance and having higher premiums.
Okay. Maybe we did insurance. Who knows? Maybe we did the insurance and the grant on top. I don't know.
But it was a significant event, a huge amount of water in a short period of time.
Yeah. And the initial amount
statewide, I'm sure. Yeah.
I've heard from a company that the initial amount was over $200,000. On researching all of this, there was going to be a second phase to put concrete side skirts at the entrance to the culverts. That was never done.
They would not allow improvements. It had to be a replacement of the existing.
Okay, so that's...
Because we were looking at larger culverts. Mm-hmm. And then that, just that collar thing, too. We wanted to make it better. We could not.
Okay. So if you have in your mind that it was over $200,000, that's the reason why.
That's probably why.
It's the $150,000. And we have all the receipts to, Veer Camp and all of that. So, what you're doing is you're approving the resolution. That resolution is what I need to provide back to Cal OES, along with the signature. I got the paperwork right here, authorizing, and I need three board members to prove it was a quorum. That I'll say these three board members, and I'll write the names in there, authorize me, the general manager, to be the authorized agent for the district. So, I guess you need to have discussion, or pick three of you to be on the document as authorizing me.
It seems logically Katie and I better be two of the three.
Right, since we're the ones going forward.
There's a resolution.
Yeah, that's true. It is true.
Yeah. So, you have to do a roll call on the resolution.
Yeah, I mean, you basically just say all five of us.
I'm sorry?
All five of us.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but on the Cal OES 130 form, it's only calling for three.
Okay, well.
But we'll do five.
That'd be up to you.
Well, five on the resolution is more than ample. Right. They'll both go into the
OES. It's a minimal amount there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a motion.
Wait a minute, not so fast.
I'm sorry.
So, any questions? No questions. No public, bringing it back. Any discussion before we have a motion? Okay, make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve resolution 2026-21, designating the general manager as authorized agent for Cal OES and FEMA grant programs, and approving Cal OES form OES FPB 130.
And do we want to add which three people we're putting on the form, or is that not necessary?
Or is that just GM's discretion?
At the GM's discretion, he adds the three board members to the form.
Okay.
All right. Second. And then we have a second, so we need a roll call.
All right. We got lots of roll call tonight. Director Wolfson?
Aye.
Director Gilchrist?
Aye.
Director Bissette?
Aye.
Director Hitchborn?
Aye.
And Director Israel?
Aye.
Motion passes. Get us our money back.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any comments or future agenda items? Hearing a lot of quietness, I am going to adjourn the meeting at 7:16 p.m.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well done. Thank you for your time.